WDIY presents Lehigh Valley Art Salon, showcasing the arts in every form.
Good evening. Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY 88.1 FM. I'm your host, Sheila White, this evening, with the greatest of privileges to sit across the table in person with the founder, emeritus board member, and archivist of none other than Godfrey Daniels, Mr. Dave Fry. Welcome to the show.
Sheila, how you been?
I've been great.
There you go.
We also have the wonderful privilege of having Ramona Murray. Ramona Murray is the managing director of Godfrey Daniels. Say hello, Ramona.
Hello.
And one of the wonderful things that we have to be able to talk about on the show tonight is a 45th anniversary of this venerable institution known as Godfrey Daniels. Ramona, can you give us just a couple of overviews of 45 years of folk music in the Lehigh Valley? Just, I mean, what first comes to mind when you're thinking about that 45th celebration?
It's a long, wonderful road, and I'm fortunate enough to have been around for about 35 years, and it's been an amazing experience.
Now, you started at Godfrey Daniels as a volunteer, and how did that work for you? Tell us your origin story with the stage.
I first moved to Pennsylvania in 1986, and I was following an artist by the name of Nancy Griffith from Texas, and heard on Dave Fry's own radio show, All Reach Street, over at Hepcat Holiday on a Friday afternoon that Nancy Griffith would be coming to Godfrey Daniels. So we got our tickets, and that was our Godfrey Daniels experience sometime in 1986. And after two additional concerts, I answered the call to volunteer, and the rest is history.
Well, I can tell you, as a volunteer myself, one of the things that I found so admirable of your helmsmanship, if you would, of Godfrey Daniels, is everyone who walks in that door who's a member or a returning audience member or artist, and they all know you as if you were a sister, a mother, an auntie. You have an incredible relationship with all of the people that come in, and it's so wonderful to see you engage. What's that like for you to always have that sense of space and place?
Thank you for saying that, Sheila. It's a true gift and an honor. And, you know, I look back, especially 25 years ago when things were ramping up a little bit, 25 years ago. And, you know, I didn't choose this vocation. I literally fell into it. And I'm just so grateful for that. It's incredible to have greeted so many people at the door for all these years. I can say that I've been to almost every show since the early 1990s. I was there when WDIY and Godfrey Daniels' relationship was developing before WDIY, and just been incredible. And thank you for saying that.
Well, it is. It's heartwarming to see it. I mean, you bring a family feeling into Godfrey's, and it's very nurturing and loving and warm. And, you know, my first concert was when I first came to Lehigh Valley. And like yourself, I was following an artist too. I was following Vance Gilbert. And when I saw that he was performing at Godfrey's, like, oh, I gotta see this. And my daughter and my son have come to a couple of concerts with me. And you were generous enough to help my daughter, Bridget, with an internship. Just to let you know, I was telling her that I was going to be speaking with you, and she said, tell her I miss her, and I miss the smell of Godfrey Daniels. There's just this home feeling.
Oh,
and,
so sweet.
Yeah, it's, you know, she was able to articulate that, too. So you've been mentioned earlier that you were witness to the relationship between WDIY and Godfrey Daniels. Now, WDIY hasn't the legacy of years that Godfrey has, so Godfrey's was established. But what's interesting is that Godfrey's and WDIY celebrate their anniversaries in the same month. Is that kismet, or how did that happen? It's just the way it was?
Yeah, I think that just happened. And, you know, I'm a person who I try not to use words like coincidence and accident. But when I first started coming to Godfrey's, and up until, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago, there was a printed monthly calendar with each event and a headline and a description. And on that calendar was the monthly LVCBA meetings, which took place in Godfrey Daniels starting, I guess, in the mid-1980s. And, of course, that's the organization that worked for and developed the radio station that it is today. And I don't remember actually the date that WDIY went on the air, but I think spring is a good time for music.
There's always a good time for music. Let's turn it over to Dave. Dave, can you tell us a little bit more about the LVCBA meetings and what that alphabet soup actually meant?
Well, I was on the air on MUH with a lot of current DIY programmers, and we were just kind of fed up of being kind of people on the bench, you know, because MUH really had to maintain the organization with student broadcasters. So we took over during the summer and weekends and holidays and stuff like that. So the Lehigh Valley Community Broadcasters was looking to establish themselves with their own station. And it was out of those meetings at Godfrey Daniels that a plan was concocted to try to get our own station on the air. And so that's where it all began. And it worked. I think it was early 80s, but it was something to shoot for. And it, at the time, seemed like pie in the sky. How are we going to be able to do this? But thanks to the folks, some of whom are very much involved with the station now, made it happen.
And I believe it's also still continuing this beautiful relationship. It's not just the founding of the station from some of the broadcasters at MUH that also happen to be in the same network as the Godfreys. But it's a continued celebration of live music, supporting artists, supporting the community.
And local music. That's the whole point. Is back then, the local musicians had no ability to get their music on the air. And that was very frustrating, especially with, you know, commercial radio. That's all that was. So that's when we started doing shows that we were able to feature the local musicians. And that continues to today. I, of course, do a live from Godfrey Daniels, and I featured Zen for Primates, Ed McKendry, Sharmersville Sheiks. It goes on and on, so I have the ability to play new stuff. Ed McKendry's new CD just came out, and I was able to play three cuts on the air. And once again, that's a commitment to the community. There are great musicians in the Lehigh Valley.
Oh, no doubt. And I think some of our listeners might not make the connection, but Zen for Primates actually is the theme music for
right.
The blend.
That's right.
So it's kind of neat that there's these signature sounds that are really characterizing the creativity that comes from the Lehigh Valley. And there's so many ingredients that have to be in the mix to keep that alive and thriving. So with those musicians, how many of the programming from Godfrey Daniels has also helped support budding musicians or musicians from outside the area that come through regularly? So it's featured not just on the stage at Godfrey's, but here at the station as well.
Yes, there are some great interviews here at the station featuring some of the touring musicians when they used to tour. And, you know, regardless of whether they played Godfrey's or not. And that's part of the energy that the station brings to the local music scene. It's flexible enough that it can get the music up and running and on the air, whether it's interviews or new CDs out or even cuts from Live from Godfrey's.
But it's not Live from Godfrey's, so it's not like a tuning in as the music is happening.
No, but it is archives
right.
of Godfrey's. But it gives the essence of what it's like to be in that venue. The chat, the applause, the humor in between songs, as well as the great music itself. So that's what we mean by the liveness.
Well, Ramon, if you're still with us, I was hoping that you might be able to tell listeners, if there's a listener who's never been into Godfrey's and they've been thinking about something new after this pandemic is over and they want to have a whole new experience, how would you describe the experience of coming to see programs at Godfrey's to a new listener?
So the venue is known for its intimacy. You're up close and personal with the artist. I like to talk about, along the way, we've had an agent or two who, when negotiating the terms of a booking, they will suggest, let's add $25 to the ticket and limit that to 20 people and sell tickets to a meet and greet. Coming to Godfrey's is a meet and greet with the artist. We use a byline once in a while, and it was created by our good friend Alex Raddis. And we like to say that Godfrey Daniels is a place where every ticket is a backstage pass. Artists who come in are approachable. They're generally out front at the concession area before the show, interacting with some of their fans, known and not known. They're meeting new fans there, you know, before the pandemic, shaking hands and autographing their merchandise. And then, of course, at the break in between the two sets of music, they're out front, you know, meeting new people. And it's just accessible. The tables across the front of the stage are within spitting distance. So, of course, things may change when we're able to reopen safely, but it's like a concert in your living room. It's very close and intimate and warm.
Yes, yes, it is very warm. And I know that just before the pandemic, you've had a wonderful help supporting replacing the HVAC system. Speaking of
yes,
warm.
Yes, we did. Yes, yes. And that system is only 2 years old. And so what we also have mentionable during these times is a good airflow intake and outflow, a good air circulation.
Who knew that in our business we would have to become HVAC experts? Well, I am talking with Ramona Murray, Managing Director of Godfrey Daniels, and Sir Dave Fry, who is also a part of Godfrey Daniels and WDIY. You're listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY. We'll be back after a short break.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and it may be tax deductible. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Hi, this is Janice Ian. Every Monday night at 7 o'clock, WDIY is keeping the golden age of folk music alive with folk classics. Your host, Steve Aronson, features music from all the singer-songwriters, including yours truly, from the groups, with a little folk rock sprinkled in for good measure. Folk Classics is the show to listen to, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WDIY.
And we're back on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, WDIY. My name is Sheila White, your host. And if you're just joining us, in the studio we have Dave Fry, who is founder, emeritus board member, and archivist with Godfrey Daniels.
That's me.
That's you. As well as listeners might be very familiar with his golden voice, who also hosts Live from Godfrey Daniels and so many other programs on WDIY. But I want to back up a little bit, Dave. We have just experienced the 45th anniversary of this venerable stage. But if I remember right, the building itself, the venue itself, started as a different kind of operation. It was a donut shop?
It was a donut shop. It was empty, but it was next door to a very active scene at what was the Lehigh Tavern. And they had live music there 5 or 6 nights a week. And it was at that point that I was playing with the Chimersville Sheiks. It's a pretty big crowds. But there wasn't much else happening on the south side. It was a pretty beat up section of town.
So we're talking mid-70s here, yeah?
Yes, 76. Mm-hmm. So thanks to my relationship with Bruce Watson, who ran the Lehigh Tavern, we were able to open up in March of 76. And thanks to Bruce and the tavern, we were able to get rugs, tables, chairs, paint, bar supplies, etc., with the credit that Bruce Watson had on the street. Mm. So that really got us through the first couple years. And it also was the community of musicians and people who loved music that got us off the ground. So we opened on the 19th of March with a whole passel of local folks, the Chimersville Sheiks, Mary Faith Rhodes, various other folks, and we put on a show. It was $2 tickets, and there was nothing on the walls. You know, it was brown paint, period. Mm. And then the volunteers, as it has over the last 45 years, people found their niche. If we needed a lawyer, somebody appeared out of the ether. You know, if we needed somebody to do graphics, somebody came up and said, I can do that. And that's kind of how Godfrey's has rolled over 45 years, that people see the need and then step up and figure they can help out. That's amazing.
But also through 45 years, you've probably seen a little bit of evolution of the music that is being presented as well on the stage and even in folk music. It's not the same old folk music from the 70s, right?
No, but it's always had its elements of bluegrass and blues and singer-songwriter and Celtic and international. But the important thing that has stayed the same is that the people on stage don't have a wall between them and the audience. They know how to project their music and their humanity. And that's what, regardless of the kind of music, that interface happens so very rarely.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives the audience a sense of belonging, and it gives the performer immediate feedback as to that relationship.
I would also add, as an audience member, frequent audience member, that people who come to Godfrey Daniels really want to hear what the musician has to say.
Oh, indeed.
And so it's very different from a coffee house or a bar where there's all of this other ambient sounds and music and interruptions. And, you know, every once in a while I'll listen to a jazz album and you'll hear this conversation in the background. And sure, it might add to the, quote, ambiance, but it totally distracts from that moment of serendipity, of really being in the moment with the artist and making that connection. And Godfrey's is a venue where there's enough established reputation of you got to be serious when you're here, because when you bring that attitude, what you take from that is this very deep and rich experience.
Right. It was that very thing that drove me to open up the club. Is as a musician, I wanted to play for a listening audience.
Mm-hmm.
And as an audience member, I wanted to hear the best that that performer can do. And that was not in existence in the Lehigh Valley until Godfrey's opened up.
So do you encourage young people or artists of all ages to come who perhaps aren't professional musicians as well to Godfrey's?
That's one of the beautiful things that I've learned to really appreciate over the years are the jams, the open mics. You know, there's the old time jam, bluegrass jam, Celtic jam. There was an improv comedy jam. So performance is just part of what Godfrey's can offer. It's the community where you can come in and develop your skills amongst friends. And some of the best moments I've had is coming home from doing a radio show at DIY, walking in during an old-time jam, and there's 25 people playing in the key of D. It's a beautiful thing. I get teared up. That's what Godfrey's is supposed to be doing.
And that's what makes it unique amongst so many music venues,
mm-hmm.
not just in the Lehigh Valley, Eastern Seaboard, all up and down the Mid-Atlantic. Are there other venues somewhat like this in the States?
I think there's a place in Pittsburgh. There used to be one in Philly called the Cherry Tree. And there are various other venues in Boston, Nashville, but they're rare.
Mm-hmm.
And we only know about them because the performers, when they were touring, would play those other places.
I think there's another one in Ann Arbor called the Arc.
Oh, yes, the Arc.
Yeah. So we know about these venues, but as you said, these are really, really rare. And so perhaps it's one of those things that locals don't even know the gems that are in their own backyard until people from the outside tell them, hey, do you know what you have here is really special?
Well, that's exactly right. Folk music is a very hard sell in the Lehigh Valley, and it always has been.
But it's on the radio. We do have folk influences in some of our pop
music.
Yeah,
but you have to experience that connection that you were talking about.
Yeah.
And then you realize how special it is.
So what did you do for the 45th birthday since we're still in quarantine? What were you able to pull off?
Ramona, why don't you talk to that?
Well, we went back to an artist friend for 45 years, a friend to the club for 45 years, who was in college when he started coming to Godfrey Daniels open mics in the late 1970s, Mr. John Gorka, who literally sings Godfrey's praises on every stage at every one of his concert events. He's got 15 albums, maybe 20. So John Gorka was just the natural who we wanted to join up with for recognizing the 45th anniversary of the club.
That's amazing. And I know that John has actually written a special song about Godfrey's as well. What's the title, Dave?
How Legends Are Made.
There you go. And the legend is not just the musicians, it's the community, it's the space. So, friends, if we were to imagine, where is Godfrey's after this pandemic is over? How are you going to celebrate opening the doors again? Is it going to be the slow reentry, or how are you going to invite this interaction again?
Hey, where's my crystal ball? You know, of course, we'll be observing all the protocols. We want to keep everyone safe. We're unsure right now what that looks like. We're unsure if we will have to have a limited audience or if we'll be able to operate in full capacity. It will be later this year. We're planning. We're already booking the autumn season with the understanding with artists and agents that things might change in June or July. We will likely have not only concerts from our stage, but also we'll be continuing with the live streams, because we're able to bring in artists and present artists who might not otherwise make it to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, to Godfrey Stage. So the pandemic has opened new worlds for everyone. I know artists who are doing better financially now than they did touring, and they might not ever hit the road again. They may just stay home and play music for people from their studios and their home studios. It's interesting.
Ramona, how can listeners find out more about these virtual concerts and the streaming?
Our website, GodfreyDaniels.org, and we typically live stream to our Facebook page and our YouTube channel.
And is there a place on your website where listeners can sign up for a newsletter to perhaps get, you know, cutting edge news of what's happening in Godfrey's?
Yes, there's an electronic button on the website named the Gazette, and you can sign up for the Gazette and receive that, a weekly email. We don't share your email address with anyone, and we just want to let you know every week what's coming up in the immediate future, and we also use that as a place to make announcements ahead of time.
So with the pandemic and these virtuals, you were saying that some musicians were able to fare very well economically through this?
Yes, kind of amazing.
But that still had to be because the network was established before we were shut down.
I would say so. This is definitely some established fans, I would say, but also they're making new friends being out on the internet, you know, because people can stream in from anywhere in the world, really, and they are streaming in from across the country.
To the Godfrey shows?
Sure.
Wow. Yep. That's amazing. Ramon, I want to turn it back over to Dave, because I know that you've been doing a lot of growing yourself as an artist through live streaming. How's that been, that journey been for a year?
Well, I took it upon myself to take up a ritual of putting a song up every day on Facebook. And I'd start off doing material that I thought was uplifting and positive and try to, you know, have a sense of we're all in this together. And then I ran out of those songs pretty fast. But then I started finding songs that were in my repertoire, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago. But now I'm doing songs that are part of the folk music book, the important ones. I put up a City of New Orleans today because it's an important folk song in our library. But I'm doing songs that always touch me and are part of what I do. So I've been doing that now over a year, 365 days in a row. So I've been able to keep my chops up and keep my ear to the ground, and I'm a stronger musician for it.
Yeah, and also the learning curve of technology. I'm sure that was fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's fun.
We are joking, folks. There's nothing like having to start over and from scratch, and we're all so far much more evolved because of it. So there is a silver lining here. Well, friends, we're nearing the end of our time together. Is there anything else that we would like to share with our listeners about Godfrey Daniels?
I want to thank Dina Hall for all the work she did as board president over the last year, and also her grappling with the new technology and presenting the parlor sessions. And now Godfrey's is on its way to doing another version of that.
Thank you, Dina.
Yes.
And how about
yes,
you, Ramona?
Thank you, Dina. Yes, I'll take this time to thank all of the volunteers across the 45 years, all of the supporting members, the donors who have quite literally kept the doors open until last year. They still allows us to continue with bringing the music to the community through live streams and through radio.
I just can't imagine living in the Lehigh Valley and not knowing about Godfrey's and knowing the gem that it is. So I appreciate both of you joining us this evening. Ramona Murray, who is the managing director of Godfrey Daniels, and the legendary Dave Fry, founder, emeritus board member, and archivist of Godfrey Daniels and frequent host of many programs here on WDOA. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you, Sheila.
I also want to thank listeners for sticking with us tonight. It's always a wonderful opportunity to just share the stories of our artists in the area with you. My name is Sheila White. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon. Good night.